Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President. There are many questions that the state has been asking. So I think that I will give some answer of the question and just going to give some examples. It was a question that shared successful example for policies protecting the right of indigenous peoples. Well, I can say that across Africa, indigenous women have developed a range of seed-saving methods, smoking seeds over fire to protect them and mixing them with herbs and ash to guard against fungus and repel pests. Women seed custodians that determine which of the seeds they have bred will do best in conditions they predict are about to unfold. In the context of climate instability, the refined ecological knowledge held by women becomes ever more essential. And also there was another question of how contributing raising awareness toward this need of achieving the ends of the declaration. I think that is supporting the translation of international standards, supporting indigenous organizations, supporting the three UN mechanisms. There is also the Kuna women of Panama are involved in rescuing and preserving native seeds threatened by climate disaster, rising sea levels and flooding, and Mayan women in Central America have developed methods of selected maize variety with high nutrient contents. I will add by implementing the right to include the declaration in theory legislation, starting from recognizing the right to self-government and right to land and resources guarding titles of their lands. In Canada has many examples of indigenous-led green energy projects that receive federal funding or are a result of joining venture between indigenous people and private companies. Indigenous people in Canada currently own, co-own, or derive financial benefit from almost 20% of the country's electricity generating infrastructure as owners of land and treaty rights, including the right to economic self-determination. In Sweden, the Laponia area is an example of the World Heritage Site whose outstanding universal value is based on recognition of indigenous cultural values, not only ensuring the, those values are considered in conservation decision, but also institutionalizing indigenous people's primary role in decision-making and in the site managed processes. Peru has in the Federación Nativa del Río Madre de Dios y Afluentes, in coordination with indigenous people and state agencies, is implementing a no-contact protection plans throughout a network of surveillance checkpoints surrounding indigenous people living in voluntary isolation. So I think that there are many examples, Mr. Vice President, so I will thank you very much for this opportunity.